Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Monday, January 11th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday. You're on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office is trying to identify the two suspects responsible for a burglary and theft at the Marathon store at 111 Markham Road in Lakeland. The burglary occurred on Friday, January 8th at about 2:14 a.m. The suspects busted the glass on the front door to make entry, and once inside, they stole tobacco products and vape pens. The suspects are believed to be white males, about 5'4", between 140 and 150 pounds. One of the suspects wore a hoodie that appeared to have the word Queen on the back. If you have any information that may be helpful to this investigation, please contact Detective Marco at 863-577-1600. Once again, 863-577-1600, and reference case number 21-870. Your local news, it was postponed due to the hurricane season, and now it's returned. This Saturday, the Lions Club will host the Peace River Balloon Festival. Gates will open at 6:30 a.m. with the event at 2 p.m. They offer tethered balloon rides and exhibition with the canines at the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. A fire rescue engine and various food vendors are available. The balloon launch will be at 7:50 a.m. with a glow at 6 p.m. It's at the Hardy Lakes County Park, 5502 Ollie Roberts Road in Bowling Green. Once again, the Lions Club will have the Peace River Balloon Festival. Gates open at 6:30 a.m. with the event at 2 p.m. at Hardy Lakes County Park. And also, this Thursday through Saturday, the SFSC Foundation will host their $1 million hole-in-one golf shootout at the Sun and Lake Golf Club in Sebring. All golfers are welcome. The cost is $10 for a bag of 10 balls, and you can purchase an unlimited number of bags until the 16th at 5:30 p.m. The top 12 closest to the pin will be asked to come back and try their best to swing for a hole-in-one on Sunday on the 18th hole of Deer Run at Sun and Lake Golf Club. Hit the hole-in-one and you're a millionaire. For more information, call 863-453-3133. Your job's in Hardy County. Harbor Freight is looking for a retail stocking associate. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. Qualifications include a flexible schedule, excellent communication skills, and the ability to become forklift certified. Petco is looking for a dog trainer. As the dog training apprentice, you must follow Petco's positive dog training curriculums and methodologies. You must be committed to and show genuine interest in enhancing communication and teamwork between dog and pet parent by offering positive solutions and rewarding success while providing a fun and safe environment for dogs, pet parents, and store partners. And Valmont Industries is looking for a material controller. Qualifications include at least 3 years of experience within a material handling control or related field, accuracy with basic math skills, and a flexible schedule. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this on your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Remember to lock it or lose it. Be Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to HardyMidday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 67 degrees out, feels like 69, intermittent clouds with no predicted chance of rain so far. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 3, moderate. Winds south-southeast at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 9 miles an hour. The humidity 63% with the indoor humidity ideal 61%. Dew points 54, cloud cover 70%. The visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 23,100 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:26 a.m. Eastern Time. Monday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Monday night, mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s with light and variable winds. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s with southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. During its December meeting, the Georgia Farm Bureau Board of Directors approved its set of priority issues for 2021. The GFB board is not limited to these issues, but the priority issues are topics that have come to the board's attention and merit specific attention in the coming year. The 2021 priority issues are natural resources and environment, animal agriculture, taxes and budget, and general ag issues. A healthy majority of farmers and farm workers say the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted their mental health, and more than half say they're personally experiencing more mental health challenges than just a year ago. That's according to a new American Farm Bureau survey that explores how the pandemic has affected their mental health, as well as how attitudes around mental health have changed. AFBF President Zippy Duval says we must not allow lack of access or a too tough to need help mentality stand in the way. The USDA will purchase an additional $1.5 billion worth of food for distribution through the Farmers to Families Food Box program. USDA has distributed more than 132 million food boxes in support of American farmers and families affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says President Trump has committed to helping people recover, and this program helps American families get back on solid ground by ensuring the nutritious food they need.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Nutrient management is perhaps one of the more complicated aspects of farming. Fertilizers are used to boost nutrient availability in soil, oftentimes having to be applied throughout the growing season. But the development of controlled release fertilizers are minimizing the applications as well as the environmental impacts. Dee Broughton is a University of Florida IFAS Regional Specialized Extension Agent in Live Oak who focuses on row crops grown in her district. Dee and her IFAS team have been working on testing controlled release fertilizers on crops. Here is Dee Broughton on how controlled release works.
Most people in their mind conceptualize and think of a slow release. It breaks down with any exposure to moisture or rainfall. We know that in Florida's climate, that's probably not going to be sustainable. So with controlled release, it's a little bit different. The coating is a polymer-based type of coating, and the thickness of the coating is customized to the growth cycle of the crop and temperature. So as temperature in the soil increases, that coating will disintegrate over time and match the growth cycle and the needs of that crop.
Dee has plans to continue preliminary testing of controlled release sources, as well as demoing on farms to showcase the benefits of these fertilizers on local crops.
And we're partnering with various companies to allow growers an opportunity to experience the controlled release source. We're going to partner up to figure out within their operational setup how to apply it specifically for them to make it most doable and most economical for them.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks shook off a midday slump and powered higher in the afternoon, bringing major indexes to record highs and leaving the market with solid gains for the first week of the new year. The S&P 500 gained 0.5%. It rose 1.8% for the week. The Dow and NASDAQ also closed at record highs. Investors hopeful that the Biden administration will move quickly to push through more support for American workers and businesses following the inauguration later this month. Treasury yields continue to rise as investors expect increased federal borrowing and more stimulus for the economy. The Dow gained 56 points today to finish at 31,097. The NASDAQ up 134 to 13,201. The S&P 500 tacked on 20 to 3,824. New York oil up $1.70 to $52.55 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. NFL's second round of playoffs set after a weekend of wildcard action. On Saturday, AFC divisional matchup, Rams play the Packers in Green Bay after Los Angeles beat the Seahawks Saturday 30-20. Packers drew a first-round bye. The night game pits the Ravens at the Bills after Baltimore beat the Titans Sunday 20-13. Bills beat the Colts on Saturday. Now, Sunday's early game has the Browns traveling to Kansas City. Cleveland held off the Steelers Sunday 48-37. While the Chiefs had a week one bye. Sunday night is the big marquee matchup. Saints and Drew Brees against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. New Orleans beat the Bears Sunday 21-9. Tampa Bay took care of Washington on Saturday. And there is Monday night football this week. Top-ranked Alabama set to face number 3 Ohio State for the college football playoff championship. Alabama is in search of their 6th national title under coach Nick Saban. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, Clippers fell behind early before posting a 130-127 win over the Bulls. Kawhi Leonard pumping in 35 points. Paul George added 28. Clippers improved to 7-4. The Bulls lost despite a 45-point eruption by Zach LaVine. Nets blow out the Knicks 114-89. Nikola Jokic 22 points, 10 boards. Gary Harris added 14. Denver's won 4 of 5 since a 1-4 start. Thunder beat the Nets 129-116. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander pouring in 31 points. Hamidou Diallo had 25 off the bench. Jazz beat the Pistons 96-86. Donovan Mitchell, 13 of his 28 in a decisive first quarter. And the Lakers win for the 6th time in 7 games. Anthony Davis, 27 points. LeBron James added 18 in a 120-102 decision over the Houston Rockets in Houston. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you will always find at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your quote for today: I bought a vacuum cleaner 6 months ago, and so far all it's been doing is gathering dust. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.